Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some options for emergency forage. Many of the acres where we took off corn silage are now open to be seeded to something else. Some of the things that we might consider would be some of our cover crops that we generally use during the fall and winter season. Triticale is probably one of the most popular when we look at forage quality, generally a little higher in forage quality than rye, although some producers may choose to seed rye. Now, as you take a look at cover crops and potential to raise some cover crops, how are you going to use this cover crop then in your production system? Well, there's a couple of options. Obviously, we could graze that this fall, and that may provide pasture for 60 to maybe 90 days. You could also graze again in the spring and then burn it down and seed your normal summer crop. Or you could choose to harvest the crop in the spring as a forage crop. Probably if we're trying to get corn into the ground following that, we probably want to harvest that as a silage crop so we get it off the field quicker. If we're willing to wait a little bit later, maybe going to turn those acres into soybeans for the next crop, we might be able to harvest that as hay. Just keep in mind that in springtime, we generally have weather conditions that make it very, very difficult to actually dry these crops to a point to which we can actually bale hay without getting a lot of mold. That is the reason why harvesting as a silage crop may be the best advantage for a spring harvest of these types of crops. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.